You're on 981.2, and many years ago I tried to learn French, mainly because I thought I was going to go to France, but it turns out that there's a good reason to learn a language, even if you're not going to go to that place. Joining us to have a chat about it is Associate Professor Andy Gow from the University of New South Wales School of Education. Andy, how are you today?
Oh, fine, and thank you for having me on your show.
That's a pleasure. Why is it a benefit for us to learn another language, even though we may not go to that place?
Well, there are a lot of benefits associated with learning languages. And for instance, I mean, a lot of studies showing that people with multiple languages, they don't have, well, they're less likely to have problems with dementia because we always keep keeping our brains active when we're trying to learn languages. And there's other benefits, for instance, individuals with multiple languages tend to be more creative, or tend to be more resilient when they have to work with problems.
So it helps you think about something a little bit differently.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because you have to work with different language system or even different cultural values, familiar with different things in different contexts, and that will help us use our brain very actively. And when we use our brain actively, learning language is definitely one of the very important activities we can use our brains actively, but so we can sharpen our cognition, our brain, and then we have all these benefits associated with language, and like improve memory system, or enhance the creativity, or even better resilience when we deal with problems.
Andy, is it important for us to be able to master the other language, or can we just have a reasonable understanding, just conversational language, for example?
It's not necessary for us to master a particular language. Like what you say, to have a conversational skills in a different language, that would be a perfectly highly desirable outcome of learning language. Or you can have other personally relevant goals in learning languages. For instance, you just want to watch a wonderful movie in another language. You don't necessarily need to understand every word spoken in a movie, but you just want to feel that you're inside the movie. You don't feel that you're blocked outside by the language that they used in the movie. That's perfectly legitimate reason for us to learn language. There are other reasons. For instance, you want to travel, you want to find out how you can order original, authentic dishes in that particular context.
That's a good idea. That
would be wonderful reason for us to learn languages.
What about multiple languages? Should we try and expand ourselves beyond just a couple of languages?
It really depends on what you want to do with this kind of language. If you want to go to Europe, because Europe is different countries speak different languages. So if you just drive your car a little bit further, you will find another language being used in that town than the town you just visited. So you might want to say, well, if I want to have a wonderful meal in that town, I probably need to learn the language that's spoken in that particular town. For instance, if you cross the border between France and Germany, language learning, of course, takes time. So if you're happy with this kind of a personal relevant goals, you can try to learn multiple languages. But if you want to say, well, do a bit more with one particular language, you might spend more time learning the language you want to you use it more.
Well, Andy, you've inspired me to go and start learning my French again. Thank you very much for joining us on 2NM, and I will say au revoir.
Thank you. Bye.